a game, so I explain it pretty easily. Listen, I'm only going to explain this one more time. Because he's forced out. It's a force. Because he must. He must.
Hello.
Hello,
and welcome to Because They Must,
a sports history podcast.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Sophie.
And this is our podcast.
And how are you?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Oh, you. I meant more of the audience.
Oh, okay.
How they are. But how are you, Tyler?
I've been good. When I was gone, I went to 2 baseball games.
Wow.
I went to a stadium I'd never been to before in Detroit. Comerica Park, and they had a Ferris wheel at the ballpark and a merry-go-round.
That's weird.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. So
I feel like everyone is adding all these stuff to like stadiums, and it's, I don't know. I feel like it says a lot about how much we need like constant stimulation as a society. Like, it's not just going to a baseball game. And if we get bored watching the game, we can also go on rides and all this stuff. And
I think it's mostly for kids.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
That's exactly what
I'm saying.
These
kids would be forced to sit and watch a whole game of baseball.
Just leave if you start getting bored.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. It just feels like, is that really like the infrastructure that we want to be like putting our country's money into, is these stadiums? You know what I mean?
Sure.
It just seems out of control. But anyway, when I was gone, I saw some wrestling matches.
Oh yeah,
it was fun at a street festival, and it was very, that's the only sports thing I've really engaged in.
Did the right person you want to win?
I wasn't really like rooting for anyone.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really know. I am about to go to a wrestling match where I will have someone to like cheer for.
Oh yeah, that's
so
right.
So I'm like excited for that. I think I'm just going to get really into wrestling. I think that's going to be my sport, I think.
Okay.
I like a lot of, it's very theatrical.
It really is.
It's all theater.
Mm-hmm.
And all sweat. So I love that. So I think that's going to be my sport, is what I've decided.
Okay, interesting.
And when you go to a wrestling match, it's just about the wrestling, which is about the production. And I think that's the thing I'm okay with.
Yeah. Well, that's a common theme for this, is if it has a little pizzazz to it, you're into it.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a very short episode.
Okay.
It's a quick single incident similar to like a past episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought
the baseball one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is also baseball. But
oh,
I thought
course.
You would enjoy what happened. So, Chris Sale.
Okay.
Is a baseball player. He's a pitcher.
Where are we?
Currently. We're like,
oh, right
this
now.
This story take place in 2016.
Okay.
So it's recent.
That was some context. See, when you say anytime there's a baseball story,
oh, right.
I automatically picture like the 1940s. We're playing baseball in Brooklyn, and I don't know what this accent is.
So,
but he's hitting it out of the park.
So Chris Sale, he's currently a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
But on July 23rd,
the Boston Red Sox,
2016,
uh-huh.
He was playing for the Chicago White Sox.
He loves Sox.
So he was.
Are they affiliated? Are they like sister teams?
I don't think they do.
You know
that.
How there are like sister cities? Are they like sister teams?
No, but it is interesting that like there aren't more sock color teams.
You think
out
it's
there?
Interesting that there aren't more? I think it's crazy that there are 2.
Well, and that's why I'm saying
your team is about socks.
It
I
sets
mean,
a
I
pattern.
Know that there's probably like some historical reason
I think there
for
is,
it
yeah.
Obviously that I don't know, but I think it's crazy that there are 2 sports teams.
I mean, I'm under you know, if they changed Cleveland's
and
baseball
SOX too.
Yeah, that's true. They should have just been the Blue Sox. Just keep it going, you know?
No.
Oh.
I think you're incorrect.
Spiders.
Yeah.
Okay, so on July 23rd, 2016, he was supposed to pitch for the White Sox in their game.
Okay.
But less than 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch, mm-hmm. the White Sox general manager, Rick Hahn, issued this statement. Chris Sale has been scratched from tonight's scheduled start and sent home from the ballpark by the White Sox due to a clubhouse incident before the game. The incident was non-physical in nature and is currently under further investigation by the club. So.
Why do they call it clubhouse?
Because it's like, you know, it's, you got to go hang out in the clubhouse. I don't know. It just makes, it's just the terminology. I don't know.
You should know more if you're going to host a sports history podcast, I'm Tyler. Anyway, continue.
So what had happened is Chris Sale had went into the locker room during batting practice, like before the game, and he used a knife and cut up all the jerseys of every single player so they couldn't be worn during that game.
Of whose team? Of his own team?
Of his own team. The game was at home in Chicago. And the reason was is they were supposed to wear their, these 1976 throwback jerseys, uh-huh. but he had mentioned how uncomfortable they were to wear, like, in heart, it made it harder for him to pitch the cut of the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, asked really nicely, like, please.
Yes, real nice.
Don't make us wear these jerseys. It's going to be harder for me to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, sorry, promotion night. We got to wear the jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So he just cut every single one up so they had to wear different jerseys.
Okay. okay.
So they sent him home because of that. Mm-hmm. And then instead of wearing the 1976 jersey, they wore 1983 throwback jerseys instead. And Chris Sale was suspended for 5 days. Later on, he went to say, nobody's perfect. You're going to make mistakes. All I really want to say on this is you live and learn. I have 2 sons now, a 6-year-old and a 2-month-old, and I tell them, you're going to make mistakes. But if you learn from your mistakes, that's the key. Everyone here has made a mistake. If you learn from it, you become a better person. If you keep making the same mistakes, you're kind of spinning your tires.
Keep making the same mistakes? You went psycho on a closet full of clothes. Like, what are you talking about? Like, like that's what he did. Like, what are you talking about? You made a bunch of mistakes. You went nutso because you didn't get your way. Let me just, I hate these stupid fucking sports stories about men throwing little temper tantrums. Like, that's what that was. You threw a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to work for this team, play your sport, be good as best you can be. Your job is not to, like, go Fatal Attraction on your uniform. Like, what are you talking about? This is dumb. This is so stupid. Okay, like, what? You threw, is this the whole story?
That was it.
That was it? That was really stupid.
I just wanted to tell you about this incident that this happened one time.
You definitely could have just peppered this into like a larger episode about baseball.
It was fun.
This guy didn't deserve this. Who the fuck cares? Like, the whole story, start to finish, is this guy didn't like the jerseys that they wanted to wear, so he cut them all up and got suspended. How long is this episode? 5 minutes?
Let me just ask. Have you ever heard of that happening before?
Have I heard of someone throwing a little temper tantrum because they didn't get their way?
That is what I asked.
This is the story. That's start to finish the story. Oh, great. This guy who makes like thousands and thousands of dollars a year. Poor baby. I don't care. I literally don't care. What has he done for the overall sport history? Of the, like, what has he done for the actual sport?
He's a good pitcher.
who cares? There's so many good pitchers. Is he really that good that we had to dedicate? Why are we still talking about him?
This is so stupid. This guy, what has he done? What has he done? Do you remember when, who was it? Was it Serena Williams? She got a little mad, so she like threw her racket on the ground and they wanted to suspend her for that.
Mm-hmm.
Men are terrible. Men are weak-minded, weak-willed, little grubby babies. And I'm so tired of like talking about them. Oh my God.
Well, that was this episode.
Great. Had a great time. Did you guys love listening to that great story?
Well, it was just a little quick one. And
if we're gonna talk about baseball, let's talk about baseball, baby.
All right.
I wanna hear about their transatlantic accents and why do they wear their pants like that? And tell me about that. Not about this guy who sliced up his uniform because it didn't fit correct.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.